For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Three researchers based in the US, UK and Switzerland have won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for developments in electron microscopy. The $1.1 million prize is being shared by Jacques Dubochet of the University of Lausanne, Joachim Frank at New York's Columbia University, and Richard Henderson of the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology in Cambridge. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said their method, called cryo-electron microscopy, allows researchers to freeze biomolecules mid-movement and visualize processes they have never previously seen. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is visiting Iran as the two countries assess how to respond to the Kurdish independence referendum in Iraq. During his day-long official visit, Erdogan will meet his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, and Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran and Turkey are among the countries who opposed the Turkish referendum in Iraq. The European Union has instructed member state Luxembourg to reclaim $295 million in back taxes from Amazon. It's the latest regulatory move from Brussels aimed at targeting US tech companies accused of tax avoidance. EU Competition Commissioner Margarete Vestager says the US giant online retailer unfairly profited from special low-tax conditions since 2003 in the tiny Grand Duchy, where its European headquarters is based. Amazon said it was considering an appeal, while Luxembourg has rejected the finding and says it's looking at its legal options. The girlfriend of the Las Vegas gunman who killed 58 people at a country music festival has arrived back from the Philippines in Los Angeles. Police said Mary Lou Danley is considered a person of interest in the investigation, and FBI agents are hoping to question her about the massacre. Philippine officials say that Danley had arrived in the Philippines on the 25th of September on a flight from Hong Kong. That was nearly a week before her boyfriend, Stephen Paddock, shot dead 58 people and injured over 500 before turning a gun on himself. The authorities are trying to determine why a man with no known record of violence or criminal activity would open fire on a concert crowd from a high-rise hotel. Tennis, and at this year's China Open in Beijing, China's Peng Shuai beat Romanian Monica Niculescu in straight sets, 6-3, 6-2, to take her into the third round of the women's singles. Peng was China's last hope in the event after Zhang Shuai went down to veteran Agnieszka Radwanska yesterday. Wildcard entry Duan Yingying was also knocked out by Russian Elena Vesnina. Meanwhile, Romanian second seed Simona Halep has recorded her first victory over Maria Sharapova and has advanced to the quarterfinals with a 6-2, 6-2 win. On the men's side, Nick Kyrgios came back from a set down to beat Germany's Misha Zverev in the second round of the men's singles. After dropping the first set, the Australian fought back to win 3-6, 6-2, 6-2 in a match lasting 82 minutes. Kyrgios will go on to face Belgium's Steve Darcis in the quarterfinals. A Chinese naval escort fleet has arrived in London for a five-day port of call in Britain after completing its escort missions in the Gulf of Aden and Somali waters. This is the first time Chinese naval ships have paid an official visit to the British capital. The port of call in London will include a series of events, including an open day, a deck reception, and professional meetings between Chinese and British naval officers. Chinese telecommunications manufacturing giant Huawei has signed an agreement with Algerian telecommunications operator Algerie Telecom to develop a very high-speed internet service. According to the Algeria Press Service, the partnership agreement is aimed at deploying optical cabling terminals at homes and companies. Algerie Telecom's CEO, Adel Kamani, told reporters that the partnership project is set to deploy a very high-speed broadband network over a period of 1 year in a bid to offer this service to more than 1 million customers. Robust growth of e-commerce in China and other financial trading is causing a rapid expansion in third-party mobile payments. According to a new report from Beijing-based marketing consultancy firm Analysis International, in the second quarter of 2017, payments amounted to 23 trillion yuan, about $3.46 trillion US dollars, up 22.5% from the previous quarter. China's two internet giants, Alibaba and Tencent, are leading the field with 92.8% of the market between them. According to the latest figures, China had 724 million mobile phone users by the end of June this year. More than 35% of them often made mobile payments, while 31.8% still favored cash or credit cards. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.